This morning I would like to use the topic, the meaning of survival.
古代的希腊有个神话。
A fairy tale in Greek.
他说有个王叫米达斯。
And there is a Midas king.
他去森林里去放一个老人。
And this king released an old man in the forest.
这个老人很有智慧。
And he visited this old man in the forest with wisdom.
请教他说人生什么事情最有意义
He asked the old man What is the meaningful of the life
什么是最重要的
What is the most important of the life
他说人生最重要的就是你不要生为人到这个地方地上来
And the old man says The most important of life is You do not become a man in this life
但这个最好的你已经求不到了
But the, most, the best one you cannotget again.
现在呢能求的是第二好的。
What you ask is the second best.
那什么是第二好的
？What is the second one?
第二好说你赶快死去。
And the second one is you die right now.
就是说人生没有意义。
In other words, the meaning of the life is useless.
最好是不要出生为人。
And the best is don't become a man.
既然成了为人，赶快死了算了。
But once you become a man in this life, you die soon.
古代的希腊人生观是很虚无的人生观
And the Greek life of concept is die first
人活着没有意义
Because life is no meaning at all
莫名其妙出生到世界来
And without understanding they come to this world
糊里糊涂过了一生
And they live in a life with no meaning at all
然后什么都没有带走就虚空地离开这个世界
And leave this world with empty hands
从那书里面也有讲人生虚空。
Ecclesiastic told us life is no meaning at all.
因为传道士的主题叫做虚空的人生。
Because the topic of Ecclesiastic is an empty life.
但所罗门写传道士的目的不是证明人生虚空。
But King Solomon does not want to prove this point in his book.
他的目的是提醒我们怎么样才不虚空。
His purpose is to remind us how can we have a meaningful life.
为了提醒我们咱们才不虚空。
In order to warning us, how can we have a meaningful life?
用十二章的篇幅证明一切都虚空。
He used 12 chapters to prove that the life is empty.
但是他说明人生虚空是他一种过程。
But he explained this empty is the process.
不是他的目的。
It's not the purpose.
他的目的是要给我们了解怎么样才不虚空。
His purpose is how to get a meaningful life.
人是神创造的。
And human created by God.
神既然创造了人，他不可能造一个没有意义的人生给我们活在这个地上。
Since he created man, he has no point to create a no meaning life.
就像我们做的椅子是木匠做的
And just like this, the seat we are sitting is built by carpenter
木匠做椅子有它的目的
And there is a purpose for carpenter to build chairs
让我们能够坐
For us to sit on
一张椅子坐好
And once they finish a chair
能够坐
Can be sit on
木匠达到的目的
Carpenter finishes purpose
那么对椅子讲它有存在的意义
And to the chair he has the meaning of survival
如果一张椅子坐好不能坐
If the chair been built cannot be sit on,
它的废物
then this chair is useless.
它的没有存在的价值
has no meaning of survival.
人是神创造的
and man created by God,
一定有它的目的
should have a purpose.
我们了解神创造人的目的在哪里
if we can understand what is the purpose that God created man,
然后我们去满足神的目的
then we can fulfill God's purpose.
对我们讲述一种意义
To us is a meaningful life
那么神为什么造人呢
Why God create man
我们跟着圣经说神造人有三个目的
And according to Bible there's three purpose
第一个目的
First of all
要人去寻找神
And need man to seek God
第二个目的
Second
要人去荣耀神
Man should glorify God
第三个目的
Third one
要人去传扬神
Man should preach God
我们了解这个目的之后
Since we understand the purpose,
把神的目的去表现出来
then we fulfill his purpose,
让神达到的目的
in order for fulfill the purpose of God,
我们讲就我们的生存的意义
to us is the meaningful of survival.
我现在讲神造人第一个目的
First of all, I mentioned what is the purpose of God creating man.
是为了让人去寻找神
for man to seek God.
看《使徒行传》十七章
Let's turn to Book of Acts 17,
二十六节
Book of Acts 17, verse 26.
使徒行传 十七章二十六节。
Acts 17:26。
他从一本造出万族的人，住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。二十七节。
27。
要他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得。其实他离我们个人不远。这边说，神从一本造出万族来的。
And here says God create man from one.
这一本就是我们人类地的祖宗亚当。
One man means Adam.
神创了亚当，然后由亚当生出世界的万族。
God create Adam, and start from there, the all nation come from him.
让这些人住在全地上。
And been settled in all of the place on this earth.
预先定准他们的年限
and determine the time，
就是一个人有多少寿数是神预定的。
In other words, the man's age is determined by God。
人的寿数跟他的健康没有绝对关系。
Man's age has not direct relationship with the health。
有的身体健康情况很好。
Some people has a good health，
但很年轻就离世。
But die young，
因为人要离世不一定要经过病痛。
Because death of the man not necessarily go through sick.
发生意外事故就没命了。
Could be accident.
有的虽然健康不好。
Someone may have a bad illness.
但他了解他的健康情况。
But he understands his health condition.
他生活很规律，很有节制。
And he has a very good standard life.
他很会保养。
And he will control himself.
所以他往往可以活得更久。
And he may live for a long time.
因此寿命跟健康是没有绝对关系的。
Therefore, life and the health has no direct relationship.
是神为个人所预定的。
And is determined by God.
神不但预定人的寿命。
And not only determine the time.
也预定他住在什么地方。
God also determined the exact place where they should live.
我们出生在什么地方，自己不能决定。
And we cannot decide where we can born.
假如人能够决定我出生在什么地方。
If we can choose the place we are going to be born.
很多人喜欢出生在文明国家。
Many people would choose the civilization place.
因为生活条件太好。
Because there is a good standard of life.
大概没有人说我要决定出生在非洲。
I bet nobody want to give birth in Africa.
啊，我1985年到非洲奈及利亚。
1984, I went to Nigeria in Africa.
在那边过了6个星期。
I spent 6 weeks over there.
啊，回来在飞机上的时候。
When I returned the journey on the plane.
跟着通知的梁山问我，我在非洲看你6个礼拜没有笑过。
And preacher Darren Liang asked me, I never see your smile for the last 6 weeks.
你现在要带回去回英国，你会笑了。
Now you return to England, I can see your smile.
我说因为我笑不出来。
Because I cannot smile.
非洲奈及那一种生活。
Because in Nigeria, that kind of life.
好像台湾乡下200年前的生活。
And just like compared to the life in the countryside over 2 years ago in Taiwan.
你们没有去过的不可想象。
You never been there, you cannot imagine.
但是自己不能决定要出生在什么地方。
But you cannot make determination where you are going to be born.
是神安排的。
God make
determination. 台湾近年来很多人移民到外国去。
These few years, Taiwan people move out of the country.
因为感觉他的生存环境不好。
Because they discover the circumstance in Taiwan is bad.
什么都乱。
So many chaos.
经济不稳定
，everything is mess，
政治也不稳定
，and the political point is mess，
治安又不好
，and the crime rate is high，
交通又很乱
，the traffic is jammed，
人的心败坏到极点
，and the human's heart is corrupt，
没有安全感
，and no sense of security，
所以很多人就移民到外国去
，therefore many people migrate to other country，
但移民条件不是每个人都有
，but not everyone can reach that point could migrate，
有条件很容易就移民。
Many people with a good standing can migrate.
没有条件住好留下来。
Without good standing of wealth, have to stay in Taiwan.
因为每个人有不同的观念。
Because everyone have different concept.
有的既有移民条件，他却不移民。
Someone with a good condition but do not want to move out the country.
有的虽然办了移民，他有双重国籍。
Although they apply for the immigration, they want to have a double passport.
他的根还是留在台湾。
But his root is in Taiwan.
因为个人不同的想法。
Everyone has different concept.
不管如何。
No matter what，
你要出生在什么地方
？Where you are going to born，
或者你成长过程当中要搬到另一个地方去
？You may move away when you are growing，
这就是神预定好的。
This is determined by God。
啊，那么为什么神这么安排
？Why God make determination.
27节说,
27.
要叫他们寻求神,
in order for them to seek him.
或者可以揣摩而得,
perhaps reach out for him and find him.
其实他离我们个人不远,
but he is not far away from us.
我们在一生几天当中,
in our life,
每个人有很多的不同的经历,
and we may experience so many different things.
遇到一些挫折,
we may encounter trouble.
有着遇到一些危险,
we may encounter danger.
当我们有各种不同的遭遇的时候,
when we encounter many varieties things,
我们会感觉人生虚空,
we may experience life is empty.
我们会感觉, 没有安全感,
we may feel lack of sense of security. We feel that the life is suffered.
在这些不如意的遭遇的时候,
in all these circumstances,
我们思想人生问题,
we may think about what is the life?
为什么活着?
Why do we have to live?
将来到哪里去?
Where do we go in the future?
当我们正在思考的时候,
when we think about these points,
我们喊住人就达到了神这个地方,
right away we reach the point of God.
因为只有神才能够解决你问题,
because only God will release and give you answer.
我们很多的问题却没有答案,
we have many questions but without answer.
唯有你找到神你才有答案,
only time you seek God, find God, and you get answer.
所以说神造人第一个目的是要你寻找神,
the first purpose of God creating man is to seek God.
你找到了神,
when you find God,
让神达到造你的目的,
and you finish the purpose of God create you,
与你讲述生存的意义,
to you that is a meaningful life.
为什么我们找到神就有生存的意义呢?
Why we say you have meaningful life do you, when you seek God?
我讲两点,
I reach 2 points.
因为敬拜神是我们当今的本分,
worship God is our duty.
一个人尽了本分敬拜神,
once you finish your duty to worship God,
这个人是一个有价值的人,
and this is a valuable man.
第二个,
second,
你找到神才依靠,
and you have the you can depend on God.
你有依靠的安全感,
then you have a sense of security.
你在活得很快乐,
then you can have a joyful life.
心里又很平安,
with the peace in your heart.
你感觉你活得有意义,
you can feel that is a meaningful life.
如果你没有依靠,
without a depend on God,
没有安全感,
with lack of sense of security, you don't have the true peace and rest in your heart,
你活得很不耐烦,
then you will have a hard life, then you have no value at all.
我现在先谈第一个,
first of all,
寻找神敬拜他是我们当前的本分,
and seek him, worship him is our duty.
传道书的12章,
Ecclesiastic chapter 12,
13节,
13,
传道书12章13节,
Ecclesiastic 12 verse 13,
这些事都已听见了, 总意就是敬畏神, 谨守他的诫命, 就是人所当见的本分。 所罗门用15章的篇幅写了传道书,
and Solomon used 12 chapters to finish this book.
从第一章开始,
from chapter 1,
所罗门根据他所观察的,
according to his observation,
所经历的,
his experience,
所思考的,
his thought,
所感受的,
his feeling,
得了一个结论,
there is a conclusion,
一切都是虚空,
everything is vanity.
所以从一章开始,
from chapter 1 onwards,
他每一章都举一些例子证明人生的确是虚空,
in each chapter he bring up an example to prove life is empty.
我刚刚讲,
I make just say, the purpose of Ecclesiastic is empty life.
但所罗门写所传的目的不是证明人的虚空,
but the purpose for Solomon to write this book is not to prove the vanity of the life.
他的目的是提醒我们怎么样才不虚空,
his purpose to remind us how can we avoid the empty life.
就是书单里所说的,
this 13, verse 13,
这些事都已经听见了,
all this has been heard.
我讲这么多, 你们都听过了,
I have said so much, you have heard.
那我的目的是什么?
What is my purpose?
就是要你们敬畏神,
for you to worship God,
谨守他的诫命,
to obey his command,
这是人所当尽的本分,
and to keep his command, this is a duty.
一切是神创造的,
everything created by God,
人人是神创造的,
including man.
所以有我这个个人的存在,
as long as I live,
我能够维持我的生命,
I can keep my life,
都是靠神的创造来达到我这个目的,
because the creation of God I can finish.
所以神的恩很大在我的身上,
I can see great blessing on me.
因此敬拜他是我当今的本分,
therefore to worship him is my duty.
我尽了这个本分,
once I finish the duty,
我是有价值的人,
then I consider myself as a valuable man.
以我讲, 我活得有意义,
to me I have a meaningful life.
就像做儿女的人,
just like a son and daughter,
父母生他养他,
and Parents gave birth to them.
你有今天这个成就。
Today you have such a successful life.
是哪里来的？
Where do you receive it?
是靠父母辛苦的培育。
Only rely on parents nurturing.
把你养大。
And they raise you.
还有你今天的成就。
Then you can receive such a successful life.
所以能够像父母。
Therefore, obey your parents.
尽儿女的本分。
To finish the duty of a children.
有家族的人。
This is a meaningful life.
会被大家敬重。
And everybody will respect you.
你在活得有意义。
Then you have a wonderful life.
虽然你有地位。
Although you have high status.
你有钱财。
You have the wealth.
虽然你有学问。
You have the knowledge.
你如果没有尽儿女的本分。
But you do not finish the duty of a children.
孝顺你的父母。
To obey, honor your parents.
知道你的情况的人会看不起你。
And when people know you, they will despise you.
因为你已经忘记了你是哪里来的。
Because you forget where you have come from.
这个人就没有价值。
And this person has no value at all.
没有价值的人，人生没有意义的。
A person with no value, he has no meaningful life.
所以你懂得尽本分。
If you know how to perform the duty,
敬拜神,
worship God,
来不虚空,
then you will have meaningful life.
假如你不懂得敬拜神,
if you do not know how to worship God,
没有尽你的本分,
do not finish your duty,
你虽然有钱,
although you have wealth,
有地位,
have high status,
有学问,
have knowledge,
有很高物质享受,
you have many material enjoyment,
还是虚空的,
but you have empty life.
那么反过来说,
on the other hand,
你虽然没有钱,
although you have no wealth,
没有地位,
no status,
没有学问,
no education,
生活很穷苦,
you have a poor life,
你懂得敬拜神,
but you know how to worship God.
你是有价值的人,
then you are a valuable man.
是吧? 你的人生有意义的,
then you have a meaningful life.
那么如果一个人,
if a person,
他找到了神之后,
when he found God,
懂得敬拜神,
know how to worship,
尽他的本分,
finish his duty,
加上有地位,
and have high status,
有钱财,
have a wealth,
有学问,
have a knowledge,
那不是更好吗?
What a wonderful life.
有地位,
have a status,
有钱,
have a wealth,
有学问,
have a knowledge,
不是罪过啊。
That is not enough.
难道信耶稣需要每个人都很卑微吗？
We believe in Christ, are we going to in low status?
难道信耶稣都需要过得很穷苦生活吗？
We believe in Christ in order to have a poor life?
难道信耶稣都不会受教育吗？
To believe in Christ in order to annoying all the knowledge?
所以传道书的目的不是否定地位。
The agnostic is not deny your status.
他不是否定钱财。
He does not want to deny the wealth.
他不是否定学问。
He does not deny the knowledge.
他不是否定物质的生活。
He does not deny the material life.
而就提醒你单有这个还不够。
But remind you, even you have all this, but not enough.
需要懂得敬拜神。
You have to know worship God.
如果我们不了解到这一点，
If we do not understand this point,
我们有时候感觉我们在骗人。
Sometimes we think we lie to people.
我们说地位不重要。
We always mention high status is not important.
我们说钱财不重要。
Wealth is not important.
我们说学问不重要。
And knowledge is not important.
但我们却很多信徒在追求地位。
But we are so many believers.Pursue on
在做大事会赚大钱
，and big business making big money。
在求高学历
，as for high knowledge。
那我们不是骗人吗
？And are we lying to people？
我们没有骗人。
Of course we are not。
因为我们是说，单有的还不够。
Because we are saying only this not enough。
我们需要懂得敬拜神。
We should know how to worship God。
尽人的本分。
To perform our
duty。所以你有了这些表现之后。
If you have all these,
就是你已经找到了神。
In other words, you found God.
你已经尽本分在敬拜他。
You perform your duty to worship
Him. 人生有意义的。
Then you have a meaningful life.
这样加上有地位、有钱、有学问，也是很好啊。
And plus all the material enjoyment in life, what a wonderful life.
我们找到了神。
When we found God,
不是只有尽本而已。
Not only perform duty,
也就求依靠。
And we have to ask for reliance.
看诗篇一百十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalm.
诗篇一百四十六篇
146
第三节
Verse 3
诗篇一百四十六篇第三节
Psalm 146 verse 3
你们不要倚靠君王不要倚靠世人他一点不能帮助第四节
4
他的气一断就归尘土他所打算的当作就消灭了第五节
Five.
以雅各的神为帮助仰望耶和华他神的这人便为有福这里告诉我们不要依靠君王
Here says do not trust in princes
君王有权术有地位
Princes has the power authorities
能力有限
But they are limited
也不依靠世人
Do not depend on man
世人有的有钱
Man has wealth
有的有地位
Has the high authority
有的才能
And power,
但他们能力也是有限
but they are limited.
而且他会死去
and they will die.
有一天他气断了
one day the spirit departs.
他就归尘土
and they will return to the ground.
他所打算的当天就消灭了
whatever their plan was demolished.
这些人能力有限
All these people has limited power
而且有一天离开这个世界
One day when they depart from this
world
他
不能做我们永远的帮助
They cannot be the trust forever
但是神不一样
But God is different
神有绝对的能力
God has a power
人做不到啥 他也做得到
Nothing we can do but God can do
而且神永远活着
And God is live forever
他会做我们永远依靠
He can be our forever trusting
你找到这神有依靠
When you found this God with the trust,
身体平安,
with the peace in our heart,
心灵平安,
with the peace in our mind,
你可能活得很快乐,
and you have a wonderful life,
这种生存才有意义,
then you have a meaningful life.
如果你没有找到这位神,
without finding a God,
没有依靠,
no depend,
肉体没有平安,
you have no peace in your material,
心里没有安全感,
you have no peace in your mind,
你活得很恐惧,
and you have suffered and fear in your heart,
那就活得很痛苦,
then you will suffer life,
没有意义,
no meaning at all.
去年的十一月
Last November,
我感觉这个肌肉有点痛。
I feel my spine aching.
我听说年纪大以后钙质会流失掉。
And I know the carbon will last when I go in old age.
所以我怀疑可能我的钙质渐渐在流失。
Therefore, I thought my calcium is losing.
台中有一个医生是骨科医生。
And in Taichung, there is a very famous doctor.
他我们叫的弟兄。
And it's our brother too.
属于台中教会。
He belongs to Taichung Church.
我就去看他。
I go to visit him.
我问他我是不是骨质疏松症。
I asked him whether I into that age and lost my calcium.
他说这个要照 X 光才知道。
And you have to go through the X-ray in order to tell.
他就给我照了几张 X 光。
He took a few pictures.
他说过几天你再来看结果。
And after a few days, you can come to see the result.
过几天我去。
I went there after a few days.
他把几张X 光的照片放在桌子上
and he put up all the X-ray films.
他问我你走路脚会不会痛
he asked me when you walk you feel aching.
我说不会
no.
他真的吗
are you sure?
我说你为什么问这个
what do you ask for?
他说你左边的膝盖骨很完整
because your left knee bone is very good.
你右边的膝盖骨裂开了。
But on your right knee is cracking.
这种情况走路怎么不通呢
In this circumstance, how can you walk?
我说我不但会走，我会跑步。
And not only walk, I can run.
我还会爬山。
I can climb the mountain.
我爬过沙巴的神山，比他一生更高。
And I climbed in the high mountain in Sabah.
我去年一月份跟神的圣去爬西乃山。
And last January, I went to Mount Sinai with all the students.
他问我你爬山有没有用右脚啊
and he asked me do you use your right left
我说医生你跟我开玩笑
right foot to climb mountain you are kidding
我没有用右脚爬山
without my right left
那我是用左脚跳上去又从用左脚跳下来
and you are saying I use my left foot to jump up and jump down
不是走平地也爬山啊
well I'm climbing on the hills
他说真的吗
are you true
我说我怎么骗你
how can I lie to you
我说我这个祷告好的呀
and this is through my prayer
因为他是我们的弟兄他不敢说祷告没有功效
because he is a brother he cannot say prayer is no use
所以他感到很惊讶
and he is surprised
他说我当骨科医生第一就看到这种情况
and I've been a doctor for so many years this is the first case I have ever saw
右边膝骨裂开怎么会爬山会跑步
and your right knee bone has cracking how can you run
那个护士小姐没有信耶稣
and the nurse did not believe in Christ
她听我祷告的功道她一直笑
and she's laughing when I say it's through the prayer
那为什么我的膝盖骨会破裂
and why is my knees broken
23年前
23 years ago,
日本一个青年来台湾念神学院
a Japanese youth came to Taiwan for theological school.
因为我从前受过日本教育，我用日语给他讲课。
Because I know how to speak Japanese, therefore I teach him in Japanese.
现在在台湾的长老就是传道人，会用日语讲课，剩下越来越少，没有几个了。有的已经到耶稣那边休息了。
Only few left for today who the teacher can speak Japanese, and many they've gone to.Heaven.
因为台湾逛50多年了
Because Taiwan been returned to China for 50 years
所以现在用日语讲课大概要60多岁
And if person who can speak in Japanese got to be 60 over years
那有一天我给他下了上完了课
After a lesson with him one day
要到地下室吃饭
Approaching to the basement for lunch
那几天下过雨
And that's a very wet day
雨水从外面淋到里面来
And the water seeped into the inside
我从上面下去
I went downstairs
那个 地方光线不够
and not enough light source.
有一滩水在那里，我没有看到
a trap of water on the staircase.
剩下能够接就到地下室了
Only two more steps, I can reach the bottom.
我突然就跌倒
and all of a sudden I fell.
就右边膝盖碰到地板
and I right knee hit the ground.
哇，很痛
That's hurt.
我就蹲在那。就坐在那边
Then I really sit there for a while
那个日本的青年他要把我扶起来
The Japanese youth want to help me to stand up
我说你不要碰我很痛
Don't touch me right now I'm hurting
结果那个张醉就传道他当着注目台中教会
And Preacher Chang was in Taichung at that time
这个日本这个青年
And the youth
还另外一个神学生
Another student
一个人拖着我的腰
And one people holding my waist
一个拖着我的头
Another holding my head
一个拖着我的脚
Another holding my leg
叫三个人举高
and three person lift me up
然后我送到医院去
send it to the hospital
找一个接骨术中国医生接骨术来接骨
they asked for a Chinese doctor to try to put the bone together
在那边经过了45天的治疗
after 40 days healing
回来的时候还要拿拐杖走路
when I return I still need a stick
经过一年
after 1 year
不需拿拐杖
I don't need a stick
但是右边脚不能够跪下去
but my right knees cannot kneel down
祷告的时候左边跪右边身体旁边没有办法跪下去
and when I pray I only kneel in one leg with another leg I cannot
蹲
I cannot going
有一个弟兄从南部来台中
there's another youth from South Taiwan
这位弟兄也是接骨师
and this brother is a doctor too
我问他我已经经过一年为什么跪不下去蹲不下去
and after 1 year why is this circumstance
他说我摸摸看
and let me try
然后他说你这个膝盖骨没有接好
and he said the knee bone did not really put together well
裂开一摸就知道
and I can feel the crack
所以你能走路已经算运气太好了
Actually, you can walk, you are lucky
你根本没有办法跪没有办法蹲
Of course, you cannot do anything else
那我要怎么办呢
And what should I do?
他说现在经过一年了没有办法接了
Because it's been 1 year, you cannot do anything
你也是找骨科医生开刀重新接
You have to go to the doctor and do an operation and do it again
我说假如我不去找骨科医生开刀会怎么样
If I do not go through the operation, what is the circumstance?
他说那你就常常这样不能跪不能蹲啊
Then you will be like this. You cannot kneel down.
我说那我不都变成残废吗
Then I become paralyzed.
他就打了肩膀说主耶稣能
And he patched me and said Jesus can.
我现在主耶稣能还用你说吗
Of course I know Jesus can.
我每天都说主耶稣能啊
Because I repeat that sentence every day.
然后他就回去了
Then he returned.
我就一直想主耶稣能这句话
And I always think Jesus can.
主耶稣能
Jesus can do it.
圣经这么讲
Bible tell us
我每天讲
and preach every day
问题是信多少
but how death I can believe
信得下去吗
can I believe in death
这个就是个关键
this is the key
那么为什么他会说主耶稣能不再说别的
why does he say Jesus can do it nothing else
我明白
I understand
他就提醒我说你要祷告
he remind me you should pray
只有两个选择
only two choice
第一个选择
first of all
找骨科医生开刀
go to see doctor and do operation
你既然不想开刀
if you don't want operation
第二个选择
second
祷告
prayer
你没有第三个选择了
you have no third options
那么他不好意思说你要祷告
and he's embarrassed to tell me you should pray
传道人对信徒说你要祷告讲得很顺口
because easy to the preacher to tell the member you should pray
信徒对传道说你要祷告讲不出来
but not the other way around
所以他没有说你要祷告
but he did not say you should pray
他主耶稣能
he said Jesus can do it
他回去以后
then he went back
我就决心尽速祷告
and I determined pray with fast and pray
感谢主信主到现在50年
for 50 years in my life
尽速祷告我体验很多神迹
and I experienced so many miracles in the fast and pray
每天早上不吃不喝的祷告
every morning without drink and eat I pray
结果没有多久
Not a few moments ago.
我感觉要跪要蹲比较容易
and I can do easy work.
再去祷告没有多久就好了
and after a few days of prayer, I healed.
可以跪可以蹲
then I can do everything I want to do.
后来我去铺主灵会
then I go to Pu Church.
这个弟兄是五弟兄会，结果这个是五弟兄。
This brother Wu,
他也来参加铺主灵会
He attended spiritual convocation.
他问了你的脚怎么样啊
He asked me how's your knees.
我说跪给你看啊
Let me show you.
他很惊讶
He's surprised.
你去找医生开刀没有啊
And did you go to a doctor?
我说没有啊
No.
我说祷告好了
Through the prayer.
他来打我的肩膀说，哎呀，这个是主耶稣医好你的。
He patched my shoulder again, say.This is the miracle from Jesus.
因为他住了这种情况，除非去开刀，
He knew in this circumstance, without operation, otherwise pray.
那没有开刀，祷告好就神的能力啊。
Not go through surgery, then prayer is the only way.
一直到现在已经20多年。
Until now, it's been 20 over years.
天气怎么变化，我都感觉酸痛。
Now, when the weather change, I can feel the sore.
有的说骨头受伤以后，天气变得会酸痛。
Because people tell you if you hurt your bone, you will see sore.
我20多年没有酸痛过。
But for the past 20 years, I never feel that.
所以就完全医治我。
Jesus healed me completely.
到现在膝盖还是裂开的。
Until now, my knee still cracking.
神有能力给他合过来啊。
But God has the power to heal it back.
神给他接回来是一种神迹。
And God put it back together is a miracle.
神不给他接回来，保持原状。
God remained the same situation.
但能跑步
，But I can run.
能爬山
，I can walk.
这个神迹
mountain,
神迹不就更大吗
？And this is a more wonderful miracle.
所以神要体验这个神迹
，And God wants me to experience this miracle.
他故意不把它接回来
，He doing purpose do not want to put the crack together.
他故意保留现状裂开的
，He still keep it cracking.
但让我能够爬山
，But let me can run and climb mountain.
连这个医生都感觉他不了解为什么这样
，Even the doctor confused.
神迹是超科学的。
Because God is surpassed the scientific.
神是超人的想象，人的了解的。
God surpassed man's understanding and expectation.
因为我找到神。
Because I found God.
所以我安全感。
Therefore, I have sense of security.
我不知道什么情况。
No matter which circumstance I'm in, danger.
当人能力没有办法解决的时候
，When I cannot do it,
我就祷告。
I pray.
主耶稣听我的祷告。
Jesus listened to my prayer.
问题就解决。
Then my question was
solved. 所以我们要来寻找神。
Therefore, we have to see God.
尽我们的本分。
To perform our duty.
有了依靠。
To have the
trust, 我们感觉我们活得很有意义。
Then we have a meaningful life.
第二项
，Second,
神造人目的
，the purpose of creating man,
是要人荣耀他
，for man to glorify him.
以赛亚书第三章
，Let's turn to Book of Isaiah,
第七节。以赛亚书三章第七节
，Book of Isaiah 43:7。
就是凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所作成所造作的。神说，他造人为他的荣耀创造。
Here God says, I create man is for my glory.
那我们要怎么样才能够荣耀神的名呢
？How can we glorify His name？
圣经说，神照他的形象造人。
And Bible tells us God used His image to create us.
看创世第一章。
Let's turn to Genesis 1:26。Genesis 1:26。
创世纪一章26。
Genesis 1:26。
神说我们要照着我们的形象，按我们的样式造人。这里说神照着的形象造人。
And here says God created man in His image.
神照他形的造人有他的期待。
And there is an expectation from His image.
就要我们表现神的形象。
And we have to show His image.
所以我们能够表现神的形象，神就得到荣耀了。
Once we can show His image, we'll glorify His name.
在创世六章记载。
In Genesis chapter 6,
挪亚的时代人充满罪恶。
In Noah's time, there is violent and sin.
他们所表现的不是神的形象。
What their performance is not the image of God.
是魔鬼形象。
It's the image of evil.
所以神很后悔造人在地上。
Therefore, God regret creating man on earth.
因此神把他们毁灭了。
And God destroy them.
今天世界也是充满罪恶。
Same thing happened today's world.
所以今天很多人没有给神得到荣耀。
Therefore, many people cannot perform God's image.
神没有达到他造人的目的。
And God did not have the fulfillment of His purpose.
我们信主的人。
Today we believe in Christ.
应当表现神的形象。
We should have the image of God.
认神得到荣耀。
We should let the glorify to His name.
我们才有生存的意义。
Then we have the meaning of survival.
看罗马书第三章。
Let's turn to Romans
3:23.
Romans 3:23.
罗马书的第三章23节。
Romans 3:23.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。这里说。世人犯罪，亏缺神的荣耀。
Yes, so all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
我们信主的人
，Today we believe in Christ.
我们应当表现神的形象。
We should perform the image of God.
让神得到荣耀。
In order for God to receive glory.
看加拉太第书章
，Galatians 4,
19节
，19.
加拉太第书章19节
，Galatians 4:19。
我小主啊，我为你们在受生产之苦， 主等到基督成形在你们心里。保罗说他为信徒受了生产的苦。
Here's Paul says once again he's the pain of a childbirth.
他的目的是要让基督成形在信徒的心里面。
The purpose is for the Christ is formed in believer's heart.
就是有神的真理的仁义跟圣洁在我们里面。
In other words, to have God's righteousness and the truth in us.
这个不但是传道的牧养家的目标，也是我们信徒灵修的目标。
Not only is the preacher's goal to preach to the people.Member,
我们造神的形象对照
and we create by the image of God.
经过灵修的功夫，我们里面形成基督的形象
and after spiritual cultivation, we form the image of God.
然后把它表现出来
then perform it.
神就得了荣耀了
God will receive glory.
再看提撒罗尼前书第二章
Thessalonians 2:20
Chapter 2:20 提撒罗尼的前书第二章二十节
First Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 20
因为你们就是我们的荣耀我们的喜乐保罗对当时的教会说
And here Paul said to the church at that time
你们就是我们的荣耀
And you are our glory
我们的喜乐
And joy
父母很苦心的教育他的孩子
And parents toil to raise the children
孩子长大以后
When they grow up
能够 听从父母的教训
And the children will listen to the command from the parents
做一个很善良的人
To be a good man
被大家所敬重
Respect by people
因为被敬重这个孩子得到了荣耀
Because the children receive the glory
也得到喜乐
Receive the joy
他的父母听这个消息
Then when the parents hear the news
他也得到荣耀得到喜乐
and the parents enjoy the glory and the joy
传道人牧养教会
when a preacher preached the members
如果信徒都能够听到主的教训
if all members can listen to the truth
表现出神的形象
to perform image of God
信徒一定会受大家所尊重
their member will be respected by others
那么信徒被尊重就觉得喜乐
and once you respect by others you will joy
这是一种荣耀
this is the glory
那传道人得到这个消息
When a preacher hears the news,
以分享信徒的荣耀跟喜乐
and the preacher will share the glory and the joy from members,
因为他的牧养已经有成果了
because this is the result of preaching.
那我们的神借着圣经的话
and our God used the Bible,
借着传道的鼓励
and used the encouragement from preacher,
大家都能够把神的教训表现出来
everyone can perform and express the teaching of God.
神得到荣耀
God will receive glory,
他也得到喜乐
and joy,
让神得到荣耀
and let God receive glory.
神达到他造人的目的
Let him fulfill his purpose creating man
我们讲就是生存的意义
For us, that is the meaning for life
我现在讲第三项
The third point
神造人是为了、让人传扬他
And God created man in order to preach him
我们已经信主
Today we believe
我们知道信主很好
Of course we know wonderful
因为我们得到很多恩典
Because we receive blessing
但很多人还不知道
But many people doesn't know yet
所以我们传扬给他
We have to preach to them
跟我们一起来得到这个恩典
Ask them to join us
这个是我们当今的本分
And this is our duty too
我们尽了这个本分
Once we finish this duty
报答神的恩典
To repay his blessing
也给很多人得到这种恩典
To share the blessing to everybody
这是我们生存的意义
This is a meaningful life
看以下是四十三章
Let's turn to
四十三章
Book of Isaiah 43
21节
Verse 21
以赛亚四十三章二十一节
Isaiah 43 verse 21
这百姓是我为自己所造的好诉说我的美德神造人是为了让人去诉说神的美德
God created man in order for them to proclaim his praise
神有好多美德
God has many good virtues
在他很多美德里面最大的美德是爱
One of the biggest is love
你圣经说神就爱
Because God is love
在神的爱当中最具体表现就是施行救恩
And in his love the most critical point isperform salvation.
所以我们要传扬神的美德，传扬神的救恩。
When we proclaim His love, that's His salvation.
看诗篇第九篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 9.
十三节。
Psalm 9, verse 13.
诗篇第九篇十三节。
Psalm chapter 9, verse 13.
耶和华，你是从死面把我提拔起来的，求你怜恤我，看那恨我的人所借给我的苦难。十六节
，14，
好叫我诉说你一切的美德，我必在锡安城的门因你的救恩欢乐。十三节提到了死门。
Here on verse 13 saying about the gate of death,
象征灭亡。
In other words, it's perish.
十四节提到了锡安城的门。
14 is gate of Zion.
锡安城有圣殿。
And there is a temple.
圣殿有神的临在。
Temple has the guidance of God.
这里有神的救恩。
There is the salvation of God.
由从死门到了锡安城的门。
From the gate of death to the gate of Zion.
是一个很大的转变。
And this is the turning point.
我们没有信主以前。
Before we believe in Christ.
我们就要在死门这边。
We just like standing in the gate of death.
如果没有神的拯救，我们就灭亡了。
Without his rescue, we will be perished.
那因为神就临到我们的身上。
Because his blessing come to us.
我们从死门被拉出来。
And we are lifted away from the gate of death.
放在锡安城的门。
And put it in the gate of Zion.
锡安山有圣殿。
Mount Zion has the temple
意表真教会
and prefigurate the true church
有神的临在
there's the abidance of God
这里有神的救恩
there's the salvation of God
所以这里这样说
here it says
我要述说神一切的美德
we will declare all his praise
我要在锡安城的门因为神救恩欢乐
in the gate of Zion I will be rejoiced because his salvation
我们的确在真教会里面都很恩典常常充满喜乐
because we are rejoiced the blessing we receive in the church
但我们不要因为自己的恩典喜乐来满足自己
But we will not be content because we receive the blessing
我们应该有一种责任传扬出去
We should have a sense of duty to preach it out
让更多人与我们同享这样的喜乐这样的恩典
To allow more people to enjoy our blessing
彼得前的第二章
1 Peter 2
第九节
1 Peter 2 verse 9
彼得前书第二章第九节
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9
唯有你们是被拣选的族类是有君尊的祭司是圣灵的国度是属神的主民要叫你们宣扬那造你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德黑暗代表罪恶
Darkness means evil
代表绝望
means sin no hope
代表痛苦
suffer
罪恶的生活
That's a suffering life.
光明就是善良
Wonderful light means
就是充满喜乐
Full of joy
充满盼望
Full of hope
由黑暗出来进入光明
Out of the darks into the light
这是一个很大的转变
This is a turning point
是因为主的救恩临到我们身上
Because of salvation come to us
我们才从黑暗当中被拉出来
Therefore we can be pulled out of the dark
进入光明里面
We enter the light
这是一种美德
This is a virtue
我们宣扬这种照我们出黑暗入奇妙光明整的美德
Therefore we have to declare the praise of who call us out of dark into the light
换句话说我们要传福音
In other words we have to preach the gospel
今天神要留我们的生命
Today God keep our life
是为了让我们继续为他传福音
In order for us to preach to him
我们传福音达到神的目的
We preach for him we reach his purpose
创造的目的
His creation purpose
加上拣选的目的
Plus the chosen purpose
我们的生命才意义
Then we have a meaningful life
看腓立比第一章
Let's turn to Philippians
1 节
Philippians 1 Verse 23.
腓立比一章二十三节
Philippians 1 verse 23.
我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这好的无比的二十四节
24.
然而我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧的二十五节
25.
我既然这样相深信，我就知道仍要住在世间，且与你们众人同在。同住，使你们在所行的道上又长进又喜乐。保罗在这里感觉很矛盾。
Here Paul feel very in a conflict.
以他自己的意愿讲，他很愿离开这个世界。
In his mind, he want to depart from this world.
跟基督同在。
And he will be with Christ.
他说这个好的无比的。
This is better than everything.
但是为你们活着更要紧。
But I live for you is more important for me right now.
只有他选择为你们活。
Then he choose to remain with you.
因为他是传道人。
Because he is a preacher.
传道人任务就是说把神的话传给信徒。
A preacher is preach the gospel to members.
让信徒的心 根扎得更深。
And let the member has a founding root.
让信徒灵性不断长进。
And let the member's spiritual cultivation go up.
借着这样来得神更多恩典。
In order to receive more blessing from God.
所以他说，我既然这么样深信。
Since I believe in death,
我就知道我需要活下去。
Then I have to remain in life.
神也会让我活下去。
Then God will let me still in life.
使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
Then in your truth you can have progress and have the joy.
在这个地方，保罗找到自己需要生存的理由。
Here Paul found his purpose of living.
为教会生存。
To live for the church.
有的人活得很不耐烦。
Some people live for nothing.
他不懂为什么活着。
He doesn't know what is the purpose for him to live.
他想早一点结束他的生命。
He want to cut his life short.
为什么这样？
What is the meaning?
因为他没有为自己找到生存的理由。
He did not find the purpose of living.
我的生存是多余的。
My living is useless.
我的生存是痛苦的。
My living is suffering.
我没有未来。
I don't have cancer.
我没有前途。
I don't have
a future. 我为什么要活下去呢？
I have no family. What's the purpose for living?
他会去寻短。
He will cut his life in short.
因为他不懂为什么活着。
He has no purpose for living.
他感觉到活得很没有意义。
And he has no meaning of life.
所以你要让你每天充满喜乐。
In order for your life with joy.
你要让你活得有意义。
In order for you have a meaningful life.
尽早为去找到生存理由是。
That point, you get the answer.
你以后的日子就会活得很快乐。
Then you have a meaningful life.
你以后的日子每天都感觉你很有意义。
And you will have a every day a meaningful life.
在24年前
24 years ago,
我第一次跟杨长出国。
When I went out of aboard with Elder Young,
那一次他带我到东南亚好几个国家。
And we've been through many South Asia countries.
前后有200天。
We spent about 200 days.
超过半年。
Over 6 months.
回来我的孩子差点认不出我。
And when I returned, my kids cannot even recognize me.
那么到了印尼有个地方叫万隆。
When I reached Indonesia, place called.
有一个老姐妹。
There's an old sister.
她本来是一个执事。
She was a deacon.
那时候大概有70多岁。
At that time, she was 70 years old.
生病在床上。
She was sick, lying in bed.
杨长老带我去看她。
Elder Young and me go to visit her.
这个执事在年轻时候为教做很多工作。
When she was young, she did a lot of work for the church.
一个很爱主的、热心侍奉主的姐妹。
Which is a sister with a full love of Christ.
杨长老去她到问杨长老。
And she asked Elder Young,
为什么神留我的生命呢？
Why God keep my life?
我已经老了。
I'm old right now.
而且又生病。
And sick.
我什么都不能做了。
Nothing I can do.
那为什么耶稣留我的生命呢？
Why Jesus still keep my life?
杨长问他。
Elder Young asked her.
你会祷告吗？
You know how to pray?
他我会啊。
Of course.
好，这个是耶稣留你生命的目的。
This is the purpose God keep your life.
你要为你的家里人祷告。
You have to pray for your family members.
为你的祖孙祷告。
Pray for your descendants.
你还要为教会的传道祷告。
You have to pray for the preacher in the church.
为圣工祷告。
Pray for the sacred word.
为弟兄姐妹祷告。
Pray for the members.
横竖需要祷告的人，你都要为他祷告。
Wherever need the intersection, you need to pray for.
这个是耶稣留你生命目的。
This is the purpose God keep your life.
他现在说很受安慰。
He was comfort.
他说我没有想过啊。
And she never thought about
this. 我都为自己身体祷告，求主给我恢复平安、健康啊。
I always ask God to heal my body.
我现在已经有更多祷告题目了。
Now I got many contents in my prayer.
从那天开始。
From that day onward.
他每天活得很快乐。
She has a joyful life.
因为他已经找到生存理由是什么。
She found the purpose of
her life. 为什么主是留我的生命？
Why does God keep his life?
就要为这些人祷告。
In order to pray for these people.
到有一天。
Until one day,
你老了，
you get old,
你生病了，
you get sick,
你说不能做了，
nothing you can do, nothing you can do.
你最后还剩下能做什么？祷告。
And the only thing you can do is pray for God.
跟主多亲近。
Pray to God, close to God.
而且为更多人祷告。
Pray for many people.
那你剩下不管留耶稣留你几天生命，你那几天、那几个月或是几年，你每天都感觉很有意义的、很快乐的。
Then you will feel the wonderful life and joyful life, meaningful life in the rest of your life.
最后看一段圣经。
The last we read one verse.
诗篇118篇。
Psalm 118.
诗篇118篇。
Psalm 118.
17节。
Verse 17.
诗篇118篇十七节
Psalm 118 verse 17
我必不致死仍要存活 并要传扬耶和华的作为。杨彦长老在欧洲宿醉那一年患肺结核病。
Elder John Young has the TB before.
我听过他的见证。
I heard about his testimony.
他知道他生命已经不久。
He knows his life is no longer.
他没有办法活下去。
He cannot live at all.
所以他写遗书。
He write a will.
他的存款簿还剩多少钱？怎么处理
？He wrote a will in order to put his possession.
都交代清楚就等死。
And he's waiting for the death.
在这个时候，他突然看到刚刚所读这一节圣经。
Right away, he read through this verse we just read.
他的眼睛就留意这一节圣经。
His eyes keep on this verse.
反复的一直看。
And repeat it again.
越看越受感动。
The more he read, he more in touch.
甚至要哭出来。
Even he want to cry.
好像主耶稣在提醒他。
Just like Jesus remind him.
所以他突然刚强起来。
All of a sudden, he get strength.
他，我不会死。
I will not die.
我要活下去。
And live.
我要传扬神的作为。
I will proclaim his doing.
为什么神能留我的生命呢
？Why God keep my life?
就要传扬他作为。
Proclaim his doing.
哎，病好了。
Then he get healed.
现在78岁。
Now he's 78.
多活54年
and he get more life for 54 years.
这54年没有白活
in this 54 years he has
so
good life.
54年他做很多教会的工作
he done a good life, good things for the church.
我43年前读神的班
43 years ago I into the theological school.
他是我的老师
he was my teacher.
老师好几个不是他一个
not only him is my teacher.
但我感觉我从那里的教导特别多
I receive most teaching from him
因为他有讲过的恩数
But he has the talent of giving preach
台湾很多的长老知识
There are so many deacon and elder in
很多的传道人
Many preachers
都听过他的课
And have heard his lesson
因为他常去各地教几个讲习会
Because he always give a seminar in other churches
所以耶稣留他这54岁的生命
Therefore Jesus gave him 54 years
就是要他传神的作为
In order to proclaim God's doing.
他明白为什么神留我的生命。
He understand why God keep his life.
就要传了他作为。
In order to proclaim his doing.
他做到了。
He finished.
最近他身体不好。
Recently he feel uncomfortable.
几年前他就退休。
Couple years ago he retired.
但他退而不休。
But he, although he retired, but he's still doing the work.
他就到处去讲道。
He's still preaching everywhere.
听说他不久就已来到加拿大。
And not long ago he came to Canada.
那因为他最近心里不好。
Because he feel uncomfortable in his body.
医生告诉他你不要讲道。
Doctor told him you better do not preach.
他的儿子当美国总会的总负责。
And his son is the person in charge of IA.
他说爸爸
US.
医生说你不要讲道。
He said father, doctor says you do not preach again.
但我看你不讲道你心里很难过。
But I think you, if you don't preach, you feel uncomfortable.
我准你讲半个钟头。
I give you a 30 minutes preach.
每一次你讲半钟头下来，不要再讲下去。
And every time you preach 30 minutes only.
但他感觉半个钟头还不够味。
But 30 minutes is not enough for him.
对，每一次一讲就一个钟，我超过。
Every time he speak over 1 hour.
他的感觉够味啊。
And he feel comfortable and satisfied.
因为他感觉他活着是为什么活着
？Because he know what's the purpose for him to live.
是神要传来他作为啊。
Because God asked him to do so.
你怎么能限制我
？How can you limit me?
你比神更伟大吗
？Are you greater than God?
他就拼命的传福音，为主工作。
And he proclaimed and preached the gospel for God.
我们今天神给我们的生命。
Today we all have the life from God.
要我们传来他作为。
To proclaim his doing.
不一定当传道。
Not only to be a preacher.
虽然你没有当传道
although you are not a preacher,
你可以常常为主做见证啊
but you still can preach the gospel for him
感谢神追求我们很多慕道朋友来参加我们的布道会
thank God many true seekers come to evangelism
昨天我的朋友都是信徒去带来的
all these true seekers come from you
这个就是要传福音啊
Because you preach the gospel.
你也许不能好像传道人传整套一道理给他听。
You may not preach complete truth to them.
但你至少能够把他带到教会来。
At least you can bring them over.
交给传道去。
Give it to the preacher.
传道就会详细地把一部分传给他。
Then preacher will give the complete truth to them.
你也可以把你所体验的恩典讲给他讲给他听。
You can tell them your experience.
我们需要这样为主工作。
We need to work for God.
今天早上我所说的圣的意义。
This morning, what is the meaning of survival?
从神造的目的了解这个意义。
From the creation of God, we understand the meaning.
神造人有三个目的。
There's three purpose of creation.
让我们寻找他。
For him, for me,
荣耀他。
Seek him, glorify him.
传扬他
preach him
我们如果这样去做
if we do so
我们就能够让神得到荣达到他来创造人的目的。
Then we can fulfill his purpose creating man.
以人来讲就是神的意义。
To us, we have a meaningful life.
早上我就用这话来逼住门弟。
And this morning, I used this section for encouragement.
对不起，我超越过蔡长老的时间。我本来五十分要下台才对啊。
And sorry, I passed my time.